Honey!
The apocalypse is coming, but not until Bruce Willis says so.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of What the Famicom? Oh, I'm Game Boy, actually. Oh. Mini podcasting, mini episode. Today, we're talking about one of the biggest stars of all time.
The biggest, I think.
The biggest. The person we're talking about, actually, I saw him in person. I played as him in a video game, and he got me in trouble with my mom years ago.
That's amazing. I actually didn't know.
Well, and who are we talking about?
Welcome to the party, pal.
good quote.
I know. I was just thinking that's going to be my name. Nick, yeah. Welcome to the party, pal. Tendo, right here.
Dan, yippee-ki-yay.
Nice. Tendo,
right here. Of course, we're talking about Bruce Willis.
Wow. Hero.
Hero. I guess, to get it out of the way he got me in trouble is, so he was in an early 90s movie. Well, first off, we're talking about the PS1 game he started. We haven't established that.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. But when I was younger, he starred in this movie from the early 90s with Sarah Jessica Parker called Striking Distance. It's not popular.
Wait,
it's not
I don't
famous.
Recall this movie.
That's the thing. It's not famous, and I only remember it because of what happened to me. I was watching it on TV.
Okay.
And they start kissing, and uh-huh. I think there's a sex scene. I don't remember if there's actually a sex scene, but they start kissing and go to bed. And I remember sitting there going, yeah, now they're going to do it. And my mom heard me and yelled at me and told me to go to my room.
Wow, dude, 1993. So, how did you even know what doing it was? Did you read
it
in a book?
Probably. I probably went upstairs and did it to myself.
You probably saw it on a prayer card or something. I think that's what
I'll never forget. I said it here they come. And my mom was furious.
Why does it look like, oh, it is a thriller. Okay.
It's a movie about a boat. There's a boat in it, right?
Yeah, there's a boat with Bruce Willis, half his face is in shadows. The boat is making a splash of water everywhere.
That's so funny that half his face is in shadows, because that's literally the cover of the video game that he starred in.
Yeah, well, the one that we're going to discuss at nauseam here.
Oh, God, you're going to be sick of Bruce and us by the end of this episode.
You're going to have prefrontal dementia. Am I allowed to say
that? So at the end, that's fucked up. You can't say that.
Well, I was going to bring
In honor of him, because we've done, I've talked about this game briefly before, but we did full two Bruce Willis episodes. We did a Look Who's Talking episode.
And we did a Die Hard trilogy.
We did a Die Hard episode. So terrible. I think we were due for a Bruce Willis episode.
I would agree with that. Yeah, we were due. It's been 4 to 8 to 12 episodes without Bruce Willis commentary.
So we had to jump in.
Yeah.
So he, in November of 98, because I want to do this for the 25th anniversary coming up, mm-hmm. November of 98, he starred in a PlayStation 1 action game called Apocalypse.
Oh, so good. I actually remembered the game.
I think everyone just remembers, it's the video game that Bruce Willis is in. Nobody remembers anything really else about it.
No, I forgot the name of it.
Did you know that System of a Down was on the soundtrack?
No, I didn't, actually.
Because at the very end of the game, there's credits for the soundtrack of the artists that are on the soundtrack. And they must have just started then, because it's off of whatever song it said, off their debut album. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. No, I didn't
So he starred in a game and he wasn't supposed to star in it. Apparently.
He wasn't supposed to be the star of it.
Oh, he wasn't supposed to be the star.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be the star. He was supposed to be a sidekick.
Yeah. And even in all of his dialogue, is directed at somebody. It's replies, it's questions, it's comments, but it's never an exposition sentence.
Yeah.
So I found some of his dialogue so good. What do I got here? He says, feeling good. He says, bring it on, baby. He says, suck on this.
Suck on this. I didn't catch that one. That was pretty good.
He said, strap one on. It's time to party. No, strap one on. It's time to jam.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then he said, trick or treat.
Trick or treat. I didn't catch
so everything he says is in the context of a catchphrase.
Yeah, the four horsemen of the war are taking over, and Bruce Willis has to.
So you want to say the plot? Sorry, the plot of this game.
Fine.
Okay.
No, I don't want to. I'm being bit by a dog. It's going to ruin your podcast.
Yeah, the dog. There's a dog in this podcast. Everyone was watching the video. It's actually really rude and offensive. And
now I'm going to have it put.
I'm going to edit him out and then edit you. Well, I'm going to edit.
Look,
could I cut his head out?
Yeah, those are teeth on my fingers. Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to have to put it down live on the episode.
I'm going to put you down and then he's going to be my new host.
What if that did happen? I feel like you wouldn't really lose much. You wouldn't gain much either.
If I put you down?
Yeah, and then just replace me with a dog.
If anything, I get more research done. The dog would probably just want to keep doing dog episodes, and I'm like, fine, yeah. Dogs and video games, say whatever.
Yeah, that's it. He wants to do one on.
And he'd probably want to talk about that meme dog that just died.
He does. He wants to bring up that Doge.
Yeah, the Doge coin.
Yeah, that's dead dog. R.I.P. I guess that's maybe that's all he wanted.
He wants to talk about. So anyway, what was the plot again of this game?
Brilliant scientist named the Reverend. He's creating something. It's like a mix of science and religion. It's really just the fifth element meets something. 100%.
I guess it is. So.
It's 100%.
Bruce Willis, well, here's the thing. Like, just not to interrupt up, though. Like, Bruce Willis was literally in his prime when this game came out. 96. He was the biggest star. It was so when he did this, it was probably 97.
Okay.
So he just had Armageddon.
Mid 1997, yeah.
Yeah. So you were saying the Reverend something.
He's creating the four powerful apocalypse. I don't even understand why. Plague, war, beast, and death. By the way, the one isn't supposed to be beast. It's supposed to be pestilence, but I guess.
I was going to say beast isn't, pestilence. Yeah.
No one wanted it. Anyway, beast. So named after people's dogs who bite them during podcasts, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty big stuff.
Pretty S&M, if you ask me.
Singing and
actually, if I was watching you launching? On a TV and I was like 8 years old, I would have been like, yeah, you guys are going to do it.
Yeah, you're going to do it soon. And your mom would yell at you.
My mom would walk in the hallway behind me. I'm like, during the podcast.
Yeah, that probably would have happened. Anyway, it was supposed to be the first game with like AI or something. Like you were supposed to be a main character and your sidekick was this little thing that would say quips and things. And that's who Bruce Willis was voicing, the little sidekick.
His name was Trey Kincaid, which is perfect name.
That is pretty good. So Activision had this, if I read the article right, and they were getting a lot of pressure because people started putting a lot of money into this. There was cyber scanning all of Bruce Willis's features. Did you catch that? It was like the first game we're going to capture Bruce Willis, like his actual features, his face, his skin, his body, like his movements, like you can be Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, A, I don't really think the PlayStation can handle that. And B, it was a play from behind game. Like, what was the best?
Yeah, that was the thing too. Like, I guess the only time you would see his face is during the cutscenes and you don't play the cutscenes.
No, not at all. You were just seeing the back of someone's head. So it doesn't matter whose body it was. It kind of was stupid.
Yeah.
But I believe Activision was under the gun for it and hired Neversoft publisher to do it and say like, hey, listen, can you do this in 6 months? And they were like, easy. That's impossible. Easy. And all they had to go on was like the Bruce Willis quips. And they were like, we're going to cut out the AI part. So can you just make this game about Bruce Willis using his sidekick quips? Try and say that.
Sidekick quips. I said it perfectly.
Good, actually, you did. You're a professional podcaster, though.
Oh,
but anyway,
I never want to be known as a professional podcaster.
They were just going to use those quips, make him the main character, and then just kind of release a game that was essentially like Fifth Element meets whatever in 6 months.
Yeah, because I think like, I guess a Fifth Element game came out that time, but I don't. Obviously, it didn't. It probably looked like Bruce Willis, but it wasn't actually Bruce Willis. Like he went to the studio. Here's the best part too. He only worked on the game, like he did the mocap for it in 2 days.
Oh,
so he was just like, I'm only doing 2 days of this. Like, that's it. That's all you got from me for.
Well, can you imagine then, like, the other studio getting it and being like, hey, Bruce Willis is the main character now? I think they said they were afraid to contact him to ask him to do more lines and stuff.
I would be too.
Yeah, I would absolutely.
1997 be like, Bruce Willis, like, you think he's even going to pick up that fucking phone?
No, he's not. He's going to be like, hey, digital video game. Welcome to the party, pal. What if he just has lines from his movies?
Yeah, I was listening to More Lines and he goes off like kind of crazy. Like he does accents.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm just like, is this guy a futuristic guy or is he like a comedian or is it just Bruce Willis like in the sound booth going like, I'm going to try this, keep it.
It's Bruce Willis as Bruce Willis. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Because I was, you know, just looking at the gameplay and at one point the line of dialogue is, oh, so you want to dance. Or something like that. But the way he says it, he's like, oh, you want to dance? I was like, perfect. What? And there was another line of dialogue that he says, like, super cartoonish. And I'm like, this guy is in, like, cyberpunk apocalyptic future. He's not saying this stuff.
Well, it seems as if everyone ended up okay. Because didn't sales do okay for this game, considering it was not a great game?
I guess so. I mean, the company went to go make Tony Hawk.
I was just going to say, Bruce Willis went on to make Sixth Sense, the company that took over.
So right after this game, he made the biggest movie of his career.
Yeah, and Neversoft, the company that no one ever heard of, went on to make Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Do you think the Sixth Sense made money because of this game?
I actually think both things had success because of this game. I don't think anyone would have played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. No one heard of it. No one understood it. So they were like
who?
Oh.
Tony who? Right?
people did Apocalypse, the video game starring Bruce Willis. They were like, let's check it out. Same with Sixth Sense, the movie. I think they were like, didn't he just do a video game called Apocalypse, the video game? Because you have to put the video game next to it. Otherwise,
yeah, and they probably thought going into Sixth Sense, like, oh, this must be a sequel to Apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, I need to play the game first. This is like cross media, right?
Yeah. Activision went on to do some smaller big things. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
I don't know. Never heard of them.
But, the other funny thing is when I was watching gameplay of this, like during each part, the four horsemen of the apocalypse like possess people that he knows. Like he visits his girlfriend, and of course, like his dialogue is all messed up. But his girlfriend like starts touching herself and feeling herself up, and then it becomes a demon. But at the very end, the president is a demon.
Oh.
And he goes to the White House, and the final fight is in the Oval Office. So the president turns into a demon and he says, on behalf of Beelzebub, welcome to hell.
That's actually kind of hilarious.
And then he destroys the demon. And I think like Bruce Willis has like one line of dialogue because they didn't get him back for anymore.
Yeah, you can't get him back for anymore. Like, yeah. Can you imagine? You just have to work around what's already
there. Can you imagine
there?
If they asked him to do it now? And I'm not even making fun of the fact about his like condition. I'm saying like just in general, 30 years later, like, hey, Bruce, like it's the 25th anniversary of this video game. And he's like, get the fuck out of my house.
Get out of my house.
Were you going to say you might have played this because I asked you to play it recently?
You asked me to play it. You gave me a link. Yeah. Actually, tell everyone what you really did.
I had to give you a link twice because I gave you a picture of a link.
He gave me a picture of a link, folks. Like it was like http://playgamebrucewillis.url.
After I did it, I was like, that's like what a 75-year-old person would do.
Yeah. I was like, I looked at the picture and I was trying to click it because I was like, maybe I'll look. And it was not a clickable link. You sent me a non-clickable link.
How is that possible? A non-clickable link.
He took a picture of it and sent it to me. It was a screenshot. And I was like, what did he do?
A screenshot?
Does he think I'm going to type into my little phone and type it out with the slashes? Oh, shit. That's serial killer stuff.
So then I sent you the real link.
You did. And then
you still didn't play it.
How do you know? I was just going to mention what I did or didn't do.
Oh, okay.
I clicked it and played it with my phone.
You could play it on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And did you play... It has the buttons overlaid on the screen. So, like, I'd be hitting triangle and square and X.
Oh, I should have played it on my phone.
It's really bad and really hard. But it brought me back to when I had played this game before. I think the demo version. Did they release a demo? I'm sure they did.
I feel like they probably did. Because, like, it was the Bruce Willis game. So the link I sent you, can we say it? Because it's like a... Yeah, it's not illegal, right?
It's a link. Yeah, and no one can click it. In fact, that's your favorite thing to do.
You can't click my links. You can't click my words.
You love to give people links that you can't click. So go
Perfect.
Ahead.
All right, so it's retrogames.cc.
Can't click it.
But they have it's an emulator and it has all these games you can just play on your browser. And I knew it was a PlayStation game and I'm like, "Oh shit, like let me see if I can just plug in my PlayStation 4 controller." And it worked perfectly. It just read all the buttons.
It had like a USB and something else connected.
Yeah, take like a cord and connect your controller to my laptop and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Like as in like just a USB, like a phone cord or something.
How much did it cost?
The free?
Yeah, that's
yeah, it's free. That's if anyone's listening, favorite, like go play the Bruce Willis game. I also tried to lure Nick in by playing a game that he never played 25 years ago that got canceled. And I said, hey, yes, you can also play this. And he was like, don't try to lure me in. And I said, hey man, like I respect our friendship. Like, why are you? And you start hitting me. I remember you start hitting me.
Say the name of the game.
Oh, Thrill Kill.
Yeah. Okay.
I did Docs of the Gator game. We did an episode about Thrill Kill. It was our most popular for many years.
It was, and I had the Thrill Kill sticker on the top of my PlayStation.
Yep. And then, so probably at that same time, that's when I was saying Bruce Willis was going to do it, and you had this game on your PlayStation.
I was playing the demo, probably.
Okay. Yeah. True. So I saw Bruce Willis while he was filming Glass. So I was like 50 feet away from him. I should have yelled at him when he was filming Glass. And I said, you got me in trouble with my mom. You should have done it with Sarah Jessica Parker.
You should have yelled that.
you should have done her. If you didn't, if you did, it wouldn't have got me in trouble.
What was the prequel to Glass? Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. It was it's Unbreakable, Split, then Glass.
So I saw him when he was filming Unbreakable.
I don't believe you.
Well, I saw the production crew outside of my work.
Okay.
Because they did it at the churchyard across the street from.
So did you say something about Apocalypse to him? Did you say, hey, I'm going to do an episode in 25 years?
No, I said, I hope Neversoft goes on to do something great.
And he was like, yabba dabba do.
Yeah, right? That's what he said. That's yabba dabba do. Not one of his lines, just similar in that it's like,
listen, this whole episode is about non-clickable links,
mm-hmm,
and quotes and catchphrases that really aren't things he says.
Yeah.
So I might play a little bit more after this episode, because I kind of enjoyed it. I might go to that website, and you can play any PS1 game on that website.
You're really just going to do it with your phone. That's why you want to do it.
I might try it on my phone.
Because you're mad that I figured it out, and you didn't.
I am kind of mad that you figured it out, though.
Yeah, I did.
So that's our mini episode. Hey, go to that website. Hey, but you can't click on my voice, so you got to...
Bite size,
yeah. Go to that website. Play any PS1 game. Get back to it and say, like, hey, why didn't you talk about this game? And I'll say, yo, trick or treat. I'll say a line from Apocalypse.
Oh, trick or treat. Hey,
yo,
kiss this.
Treat. Yo,
open this.
Strap one on, and it's time to jam. I don't even know. What is he strapping on?
I don't know, but it's time to jam.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in to this OM game. I don't even think we really talked about the game that much.
Yeah, we did. We spent a lot of time talking about
it. It's a 3D action game. You have power-ups. Is it asymmetrical?
Like, different on one side than the other?
That's not what asymmetrical means.
Yes, it does. Symmetry is like the same on left and the right.
But asymmetrical in video game. Oh, isometrical. No,
okay, that's totally different. Okay. Is it free-floating camera? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it's not a free-floating camera.
No, you just like follow him so you can see the back of his head the whole time.
And not his face, so it doesn't matter.
Not his face, so it doesn't matter.
Could have easily been one of us.
Could have been Danpocalypse.
Could have just renamed it Danpocalypse.
They should have called it Danpocalypse.
Nobody would have understood it for 25 years. All right, thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll see you in hell, right?
Game over for your life.
Those sound pretty good to me. Those are pretty good catchphrases. See you later, like folks.
See ya.